James Okino, the impresario behind the End Times Salon at the Ankrum Opera House next weekend. Welcome, James.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
So where shall we begin?
That's up to you. You're calling the shots.
At the beginning.
Yeah, right. What, maybe first we could find out kind of what inspired you to get this project going.
Well, the idea of a salon is something that I have long longed to realize. I was fascinated by accounts of Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas's famous salon in the 20s in Paris. The idea that, you know, great minds could strike sparks off one another in this congenial setting. And, I look around in Columbia County and I see a lot of great minds. I see people, so many really fabulously creative people here. And I wanted to provide a venue to bring them together, give them some food for thought, and kind of see what kind of conversation evolves. That was the impetus, really. And also Joan Arnold and Jim Paul at the Ankrum Opera House were looking for guest producers, and I just jumped at the opportunity.
And then you started contacting people started calling you.
Well, I did. I said I wanted to do a salon. They said, well, what do you want to think about? What do you want to talk about? And I looked around and put my feelers out, and I have been amused and fascinated by the end of the Mayan calendar and everything that has sort of burgeoned in the zeitgeist around that issue. There, if you Google the end of the world right now, you'll get so many opportunities for research. You'd never be able to read them all. But that was the impetus. I've forgotten now what the question was. Oh dear.
What was the question, Ellen? You've got a question.
We're talking about what inspired this. So.
Yeah.
And you talked about inviting or having great minds sit in around a salon, as you call it, mm-hmm. and spark off each other. Have any great minds already been booked for the salon?
Oh, yes. Wonderful people have stepped forward and offered their talents and their contributions. I have playwrights Kate McLeod and Sybil Rosen, Kate actually wrote a piece specifically for the evening. I've got some wonderful actors, Marnie Andrews, Ron Kimura. They're going to be directed in a short play by Stuart Zully. And I have a wonderful actress, Nancy Rothman, who's going to be doing Kate's play. And that's going to be accompanied by Sherry Bauer Majorca, who's actually going to provide the soundtrack, the ethereal, angelic soundtrack for that little play, which is going to be fascinating. And the reservations have been pouring in. There's been lots of interest about the piece. So I think the conversation is going to be lively. The entertainment certainly will be.
And the way I read this, the acts are separated by a sort of conversation or...
Yes, I mean, I've created a persona for myself and written a series of monologues to kind of guide to link together the various aspects of the evening performance-wise, and also to shepherd the conversation in a given direction, because, we all feel like we're living in kind of desperate times, in a way. The world that we grew up in is not the world we live in. We don't know where we're going. Change is happening at such an accelerated rate, it's impossible to predict what's going to happen next. And the temptation, I think, is to throw up our hands and say, what can we do? There's nothing we can do. But I think it's really important for us to start to clarify our vision of what we want the future to be. I think the more clear we can be about where we want to go, the more likely it will be that we get someplace that we actually want to be. That's the that's the conversation that I would like to engender. Whether or not that happens is another matter.
How many seats are there in the Ankrum Opera House?
Well, there's no formal seating. I've decided to cap the evening at about 70 people. Otherwise, I think it will be too crowded. I want people to feel that they're at a party rather than at a performance. I'm encouraging people to change seats with abandon, to stand up, wander around if they feel like it. There'll be a banquet table filled with lovely food. There's a cash bar in the corner. And I want people to circulate, to abandon the people they came with, make new friends, and engage in as many different conversations as possible in the course of the evening.
So the seats are not fixed in any way there.
No.
I see. Well, it sounds like a lovely idea.
How long will the entire program take, do you suppose?
I'm estimating that it will be between 2 and 2.5 hours in its entirety. So it would be a full evening, absolutely a full evening.
Who used to, it was either a monologue or a song. I went to a marvelous party. Is it Gertrude Lawrence?
Noel Coward song.
Beatrice Lilly maybe sang it, I don't know.
I don't know, Gertrude Lawrence may have sung it. She did a lot of Noel Coward's pieces.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like great fun, I have to say. I can hear the ice tinkling in the cocktail glasses as
that's
we
what
speak.
We want. That's exactly right. That's the feeling.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
I can't think of anything. Really, no. I think I've said pretty much everything I want to say about it. I don't want to give away too much because I'd like people to be a little bit off balance. Not able to anticipate what's going to happen next in the course of the evening.
And for reservations, people can go to the Ankrum Opera House.
They can indeed, ankrumoperahouse.com, and there'll be a telephone number there. It's a little easier to call the number and make your reservation than to make it online. It's a bit of a circuitous route to make it online.
And if this salon is successful, do you anticipate doing more salons?
I would love to. I feel like I'll need a very long rest after this one is over. In fact, I've been approached casually in conversation as I've been talking about this over the last couple of months. People have said, "Oh well, you must bring this to Scotland. You must bring this to Vancouver." And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, "Well, okay, why not?"
It somewhat reminds me of a woman I know here in the county who shall be nameless, who, in a sense, if you go to dinner there, she kind of clinks the glass and introduces the subject. And it really, truly works. I mean, you have a wonderful time and, you know, go around the table and everybody has to give their opinion on the subject. And so I wish you lots of luck with this. It sounds great.
Thank you very much. What I have in mind is not quite that directive, but it is indeed a really a rich opportunity, I think, for people to say what's on their mind.
Thank you very much for coming in, James.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.